You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in the trade wars, tariffs and contests and threats. And Alan Tonelson, along with Gordon Chang, Alan observes that the U.S. economy is doing okay, sturdy, with all the turmoil of the threats of higher prices, inflation, doubts, contests, that the mano a mano with China. Xi, there are rumors afoot that he's lost power. The annual retreat to the beach, Baidihe it's called, of the leadership of the CCP. This is a big status symbol, like going to football camp in August, where they'll sit around and have opportunity to drink lots of tea and smoke lots of cigarettes and decide about the future, which means Xi. Is he the future? Is there a successor in the wings or on center stage? The economy is poorly and not improving in any fashion whatsoever. The trade war didn't need to happen for the economy to fail. It was a Ponzi scheme from the first. And then anti-Semitism. I talked to Tal Fortgang, writing for Manhattan Institute, with no patience for the excuses from the Harvard president or the Princeton president that this is academic freedom. No, it's not. This is freedom of speech. No, it's not. It's anti-Semitism. It's hate speech. It's brutality. Video references. Lots and lots of information. 1,000-page study. Nothing about academic freedom whatsoever. You can play victim, but the problem is obvious. You've admitted to it. What are you going to do about it? Is the question Tal puts to the leadership at Princeton and Harvard and other elite universities. Coal is the new bridge fuel, says Bud Weinstein. The sun doesn't always shine and the wind doesn't always blow. Natural gas can be challenging. Therefore, maintaining what we have for a coal-fired electricity fleet is practical. It's a bridge. It's not the future. But it maintains the base load. That's what you need when power goes down like it did in Europe, Spain, and Portugal, or like it recently did in New Orleans, Bud tells me. And then Henry Sikorsky, we talk about Armageddon. Of the future, that would be Golden Dome. Of the present, the executive order to build waste management plants for the spent nuclear fuel that's coming out of the new nuclear plants if they build them. Nuke is back. Nuke is hot. Go to France and talk to Simon Constable about the Tiananmen tragedy. He arrived there as an intern, the South China Morning Post, in 1990, a year after Tiananmen tragedy, massacre, and tells stories about what he heard from the old hands at the South China Morning Post and how they handled the crisis that night. Now it's year 36. And then Simon also reports on a new quiz that he's done for the Wall Street Journal called Cybercrime. Do you know who the target is? Do you know how much money has been lost? Do you know how they do it? I had none of the answers. I recommend the quiz. Wall Street Journal. SpaceX taking over ULA contracts. Bob Zimmerman reports. Astronomy. The Big Bang Theory. More trouble. A complicated sophisticated galaxy found 280 million years after the Big Bang. That's too early, according to the theory. What was before? I know time doesn't matter. It's a construction. Was there a before? Is the Big Bang the moment? How do you explain? Well, you understand. Then, the bank stress in Russia. Michael Bernstein analyzes that the banks are under extreme stress. The loans not being repaid that they made to the manufacturers who are driving the defense building. And to avoid that, the banks need liquidity. They need the backing of the government. If the banks tumble, what happens next? We'll see. They're not in great shape right now. Ken Croswell, about the 5% possibility of a passing star disrupting our solar system. What would happen? Well, for one, Pluto would plunge into Neptune and disrupt the outer planets. Another is Mercury would become unstable and perhaps play billiard balls with Venus and the Earth and Mars. 5% possibility of a disruptive passing star in the next X number of million years. It happens. And then finally, a good conversation with a professional. The name is, the outfit is Flux. It's an AI company, startup. Rachel Lomoski talks about responsibility of AI, of the large language models. Garbage in, garbage out. Who creates them creates the prejudices and the weaknesses and the strengths of the large language models. Our government's anxious, you bet. But it's moving beyond English. And we come to some fair example that the more people who have hands-on AI, the less likely it is to turn into the hands of a bad actor. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.